Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting third. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Galliano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Roger Craig. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat misplays the ball. That's an error on Groat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Groat fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Skinner chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Groat. Groat fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Groat. Elliott goes all the way around to score. Christopher moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to second. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Brock scores. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 1, Cardinals, 1. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Mets. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cisco for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-1 in the game. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon strikes out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarver for the out. Two outs. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galliano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig strikes out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-1 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Mets, 3, Cardinals, 3. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-1 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boyer moves to second. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-1 in the game. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonder moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisco is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonder moves to third. Harkness moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gonder scores. Harkness moves to third. Sisco moves to second. It's 4-3, Mets. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elliott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarver for the out. One out. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 0 for 1 in the game. Galliano hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Roger Craig. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Christopher for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galliano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Harkness strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Gonder and he is safe. Brock steals second. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groat takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunt scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Gonder to McMillan and they have Boyer trapped. The throw over to Harkness, who applies the tag for the out. Brock scores. It's Mets, 4, Cardinals, 4. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cisco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a line drive towards the mound. Cisco can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Kurt Flood pinch runs for Bob Skinner. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Shannon bunts towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to second. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver is walked intentionally. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 0-for-2 in the game. Galliano hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Flood scores. McCarver moves to third. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Ron Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Galliano moves to second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grote hits a line drive into left field. Altman picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Altman. McCarver scores. Galliano scores. Brock moves to third. Grote moves to second. It's 7-4, Cardinals. Willard Hunter now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Kurt Flood now playing center field. Mike Shannon now playing right field. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-3 in the game. Elliott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galliano fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hunt moves to second. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shannon. Christopher reaches second base with a double. Hunt scores. Altman moves to third. It's 7-5, Cardinals. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gonder hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Altman tags and scores. Christopher scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 7, Cardinals, 7. Mike Cuellar now pitching. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Tim Harkness. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Frank Thomas now playing first base. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-2 in the game. Shannon hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cuellar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Willard Hunter. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMillan. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. McMillan steals second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hunt is walked intentionally. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-4 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to third. Hunt moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cardinals 7. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tracy Stallard now pitching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Galliano hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie James pinch hits for Mike Cuellar. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James takes first base on ball four. Julian Javier pinch runs for Charlie James. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Christopher, who is chasing the ball. Brock reaches third base with a triple. Javier goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, Cardinals. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Groat hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brock scores. It's 9-7, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. White takes first base on ball four. Groat moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Christopher takes first base on ball four. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Gonder strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Christopher moves to second. Chris Canizaro pinch runs for Frank Thomas. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Christopher moves to third. Canizaro moves to second. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galeano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Christopher scores. Canizaro moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-8, Cardinals. Bob Gibson now pitching. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 9, and New York Mets, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.